think it is a real joy, privilege, and a blessing and honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We're thankful for what the Lord's done for us and continually does for us. We're unworthy of it, and I know I never have deserved anything that He's done for me, but I appreciate it, and I love Him, and I thank Him for saving a good-for-nothing sinner such as myself and giving me a drink out of a well of living water whereby I've never thirsted again. I can truthfully say that. Now, I've been tempted. To be human means to be tempted, but I've never had a desire to run the way that I did in time past when I was in sin. 41 years ago, God done something on the inside of me I've never got over. He changed my course, established my goal, and He put my feet on a solid rock. And, of course, that rock's Christ, and the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against the church of the living God. I'm bet I'm saved. My sin's under His blood, and I have eternal life. Now, that's a blessing. The Bible said if a man gained the whole world and lost his soul, what would he prosper? Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul? I'm glad I've made my peace, called an election sure, and my sins are under the blood of Jesus. And He had mercy upon me and did change me completely on the inside and put me in newness of life. I'm glad I said many a time that Jesus found me before the Baptists did. I'm ashamed of most Baptists. Most Baptists need a dose of salvation. They're good old boys and got a lip service and a head nod like the majority of the rest of the other denomination. Denomination is not worth a plug nickel, wood nickel, beloved. If you've not had a personal experience in grace and you've not been saved by the grace of God and your sins not been forgiven and placed under the blood of Jesus, then you're just a poor, pitiful, pathetic, lost church member. And I'm not opposed to you. I'm for you. I won't see you get saved. I won't see you get past your church membership. Your case of the do-betters and turn over a new leaf and, of course, being baptized in a watery grave. None of those things can justify you. None of those things could save you. There's not but one way to be saved, and that's through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission for sin, no forgiveness for sin. He had to take your place. He is our substitute, propitiation, the atonement for our sin. The Bible said, He, that's Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And I'm glad to thank God my sins are under His blood. I've been covered by the blood. The blood made the sacrifice of my sins. Outside the shedding of the blood, there's no forgiveness for sin. And I'm glad when He died at Calvary and gave up the ghost, He settled sin at once and forever. That doesn't mean everybody's saved. That means everybody's a sinner. He died for the sin of the world. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. Beloved, just heading on a lip service won't get you saved. It won't get you off the ground when Jesus comes after His body, after His church. And I'm not talking about church members. There won't be no pastor and preacher shortage and membership shortage when Jesus comes in the clouds of glory after His body, after His believers. There won't be any shortage. They'll be carrying right on as long as they can. The destruction comes upon them. Nevertheless, so many people today are confused. They've joined up with the church. They've linked up with the church. And they've had these so-called pastors and preachers and try to convince them and tell them everything was all right. It's easy to believe in. You believe Jesus died for your sin, God raised Him. Well, sure, most people believe that, but that doesn't justify you. You've got to call on God with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. You've got to get remorse and repentance. You've got to get ashamed of yourself and of your sin. You've got to give up yourself. You've got to die your sinking self. I don't mean kill yourself. I mean just die to your own personal ambitions and desires and repent. Turn away from your sins and call on God for mercy and forgiveness for sin. And the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's how you get saved, by calling on Him, not just tongue-in-cheek and believing His name and His Son, the Son of God, well, He is. But you've got to receive Him. You've got to accept Him as the only atonement, the only offering that can be made, it was made at Calvary, for your sins. Outside the shedding of His blood, there's no remission, no forgiveness for sin. And when you really get saved, I'll guarantee you, you'll love right away the word of God. The Bible said, thy word is very pure, and therefore thy servant loveth it. I'm not just fond of it, I love it. I feared it before I got saved. I was really, as a young man, as a sinner, drinking, smoking, gambling, cussing, doing the things most of the world does. Well, I found pleasure in that, but I never found satisfaction, never found peace of mind, a peace with God. I was in turmoil inwardly, but I didn't really realize what it was that I was troubled about. I needed a Savior. I needed forgiveness of my sins. And, beloved, when I was in that kind of way and in the world, I never found satisfaction. I never found real peace. But when Jesus saved me, had mercy upon me in prayer, caught up with me, I got sick of myself, and I died to my old stinking self, and I called on Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. I bet, thank God, everything turned out for the good, and He turned me completely around. Ever since that time, 41 years ago, my life has never, ever been the same. I was a brand new creature, a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. The Bible said, old things passed away, all things become new. And I feared the Word of God. I respected it before I got saved. I feared it. I was afraid to pick it up. I mean, I knew that was what it said, Holy Bible. I believed that, and I knew Jesus was the Son of God. I always knew that from a little bitty lad of a boy. My mother taught me about Him and told me about Him. I believed that. I never had any problem knowing that He is the Son of God. But I didn't know Him personally. I never had my sin forgiven. I never had repented. I never had gave up myself. I never realized I was a sinner. And I got down the good Word of God. The Word of God was preached to me and gave me eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. And I got converted. How simple it is. The Bible said the simplicity of the gospel. The Scripture said, the Bible said, for by grace, that's an unmerited favor. That's something you don't deserve, you can't obtain. But by grace are you saved, through faith in that knowledge yourself, gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For by grace, grace that would be the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you get saved, by His marvelous, miraculous birth. Beloved, His divine birth. It's His birth that came from above, born of the Holy Ghost of God, not of the will of man, the lust of flesh, but of the Holy Ghost of God, an immaculate birth placed in the womb of a virgin. Man, the flesh, had nothing to do with it. His birth came from above. His seed came from above. And the womb of a virgin, and she conceived and brought forth her firstborn son. The Bible said, and wrapped Him in swaddling clothes and laid Him in a manger. That was God reincarnate in a human body. God became man. God took on the form of man, and beloved, became man, the Son of Man, yet the Son of God, yet God reincarnate in a human body. Of course, He came for one purpose, and that alone, that was to take of His bitter cup, the taste of death for every man, woman, and boy and girl. God loved the world. He gave Jesus. Jesus gave Himself at Calvary to die in our place. He is the only Savior, the only name under heaven given among men, where all the world must be saved. And I know He's a must. I know He's a necessity. I know He's without doubt, without controversy, beloved. He is the Son of God, the Savior of all mankind. I know that to be a positive fact because He done something inside of me, beloved, and He's never forsook me. He's still alive inside of me, and He will be forever, and I've got the blessed Holy Spirit living on the inside of me. The Bible said any person without the Spirit of Christ is none of His. That's what happens to you when you get saved. He puts His divine Spirit inside you, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I guarantee you, beloved, you can't be saved and not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's a total impossibility. The Bible said, for by one Spirit, that's God's Spirit, are we all baptized into one body. A spiritual baptism, beloved, that's a baptism. You'll have to be baptized with and not water. Water don't do anything for the sanctification, beloved, or for the coming in of your inside your soul. It can't get in there. That takes a spiritual birth. You got to be born a second time. That's the Lord from heaven. The first birth to get you in this world was a fleshly birth, and that's an earthly birth. Then you've got to be born a second time. Jesus said to Nicodemus, surely, or verily, verily, I say, except a man be born again, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. That which is flesh, He said, is flesh. That which is spirit, marvel not the Son of you. You must be born again. Fleshly birth and then a spiritual birth. I've had both. Thank God I've been born in this world by a fleshly birth, and I got born again 41 years ago. God had mercy upon me, a sinner, a vile sinner, a wretched sinner who should have died in sin and went to hell. But I'm glad God looked past all my faults, saw my needs, had mercy upon me, beloved, and drove me with the cords of love, and privileged me to get on the sound of the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ. And I heard it, I received it, I believed it, I accepted it, beloved, and I died to my stinking self. I gave up myself, I repented, and I called on God to have mercy upon me, a sinner. The psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry, delivering out all his troubles. It's been wonderful ever since I got saved. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful life. It's a blessed life. It's a peaceful life. It's a joyful life, beloved. It's a life that everybody ought to try to experience. Everybody needs to be saved. All of us are found guilty before God. All of us are sinners. The Bible said we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. We've all like sheep, gone astray. But the Lord has laid iniquity. It was all upon Him, and only by His stripes, that meaning He bore our punishment, took our place. The Bible said, bruised for our iniquities, that's our sins, and the chastisement of our peace, what we had coming, He placed it upon Him. He was beat and battered and bruised, beloved, at Calvary, and died to death. Let me tell you something, between two thieves on the cross there, and died to death for us, beloved, and became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness
God in him. That's a wonderful, complete, pure, perfect, and powerful salvation, beloved. And the Baptists don't have it, and the Pentecostals don't have it, neither is any type of other denomination or any type of other religion or cult, beloved. None of those are able to save anybody. There's not but one name under heaven given among men, whereby all the world, thank God, must be saved. Now, I'm a Baptist preacher. And I wouldn't want to be nothing else, but I'm God's preacher. Above all that, beloved, I'm just a wretched sinner saved by grace, but I'm not boasting on the Baptist. Beloved, most Baptists need to get saved. I hear people that boast on a denomination, jump up and down about it, talk about it. Beloved, there's something wrong with them. Anytime you boasted on your denomination or anything that you think you've done or said, beloved, it's something wrong with you. You're in error. The Holy Spirit will cause you to boast and brag, that is, or glorify and magnify the lovely name of the Lord Jesus, beloved. And outside that, all those other things are a bunch of foolishness. All this foolishness and vain and vanity and vexation of spirit. God calls people that's by his marvelous, amazing grace and has mercy for them as bound sinners when they take heed and pay attention to the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ when it shines unto them. The Bible says that God of this world, that's the devil, had blinded their minds, that is the unsaved, the unregenerate, whom the God of this world had blinded their minds. He said, let the light of the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine on them. The Bible said it pleased God for the foolishness of preaching to save them, beloved, that believe. You can't believe, you heard, you can't hear without a preacher. The Bible said you can't preach except he be sent. It takes somebody who's got divine light inside them, somebody who's had a personal experience in grace, had their sin forgiven, who has the indwelling the Holy Spirit, whom God has called and placed into the ministry, or one of his saints, but have been saved by the grace of God, and preached to you by the word of testimony, or from the pulpit, such as it may be, from the pulpit, beloved. It's got to be one or the other. Somebody that's been saved, that's alive, that's been transformed and changed. Outside that, there is no conversion. Jesus said the blind can't lead the blind. They'll all fall in the ditch. It'll take somebody who's genuinely been saved, somebody who's been used by God, whom the Lord Jesus is using. He uses him. They said we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, under good works. God help us to realize if you're saved, it's only by God's marvelous, amazing grace. You don't merit it. You don't deserve it. We all should have went to hell, but he took our place. He's a wonderful Savior, and he wants to save you, and he will save you. If you'll turn from your sin, you give up yourself, repent, call on the broken heart and the contrite spirit, I guarantee you, he'll no wise catch you. I'll save you when he does. You'll be the first one to know about it. See, my time's just about gone. Write to us and pray for us, and God bless you. It's our prayer in his name. Amen.